Thanks, Nathan. This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. It's summertime. Baltimore's pools are seeing record numbers of pool users, and rec centers are bustling. It got us thinking about the future of those pools and rec centers. The city approved a plan to consolidate rec centers several years ago, and plans for the pools are being developed as well. And with us to talk about the direction of our city's pools and recs is the director of Baltimore City's Department of Recreation and Parks, Ernest Burkeen. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm just great. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful.
The city's first newly built recreation center in a decade opened a week ago in Southwest Baltimore's Morrill Park neighborhood. It's part of that plan to consolidate rec centers, creating fewer but higher quality rec centers in the city. How far along is that plan?
Well, Rita Church was completed last year.
This is a renovated historic building in Clifton Park.
Clifton Park, that's correct. Morrill Park, we just opened this year. Next year, we plan to open one in Cherry Hill. And the idea, of course, is to create what you call a multi-purpose center that will service more people, including not just children, but seniors, young adults, and all.
So that's already under construction?
It is in design.
It's in design.
Design is completed. It is about ready to go out for bid.
Okay. And are other rec centers coming along behind it?
It will come behind that, yes. But Cherry Hill is the next one. We hope to have that up and running within a year or so. And then after that, there'll be another site that we will center on and go from there.
Is that picked yet? What the next, after Cherry Hill, what the next rec center?
We're still deciding that.
Well, yeah. Your department contracted with a consulting firm, Greenplay Incorporated, to advise you on the future of Baltimore's recreation center network. And am I right that report is due in September?
Yes.
At a cost of more than $50,000. What are the issues that rec centers face that you think the consulting firm will help you with?
Well, one of the things that we want to look at is where recreation is being offered throughout the city, where there are gaps and where there are duplications. We don't have to be the only game in town. If someone is providing recreation someplace, then we can provide it someplace else. I mean, that's about shared resources and using your money wisely. So Greenplay is helping us to look at that and help us make decisions on where the next centers should go.
And that sounds eminently reasonable to me. What confuses me is, before your time, there was a huge upset in this city in closing nearly two dozen rec centers. Wasn't there a plan for what the future should be in place before those painful decisions were made?
Well, I think what happened is that they had a task force that looked at the rec centers and they made some decisions. But, you know, Baltimore has been in place for a very long time. You haven't had a master plan since the early 1990s. And that's what needs to take place. We need to have a master plan to look at how are you going to go about the future. And so Greenplay is just the start of it. This is like a revolution of sorts, you know, looking at how things have changed. I mean, the world has changed, and we have to change the way we provide services and who our partners are, and we have to reach out and get more people to assist us.
So the Greenplay consulting report in a month or so is the beginning of a master plan process?
Well, it's a beginning of a plan that will take me to the master plan. I need to show that there is this tremendous need for a long-term solution and not just short terms.
That's Ernest Burkeen, director of Baltimore City's Department of Recreation and Parks, here on 88.1 Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about the state of recreation and parks in the city. You're also creating plans for city pools.
That's correct. At the same time that we're doing the rec centers, we're doing pools also. Right now we have 18 swimming pools that are outdoor and 3 indoors. And my contention is if we're going to teach kids, every child in the city of Baltimore, how to swim, when we build a rec center, we need to have an indoor pool because it needs to be operating 365 days a year and not just, you know, 3 months during the summer. You don't get very much out of that.
And so you envision a pool being part of every rec center.
Absolutely.
Going forward.
I would like to put a pool in every school if I could.
Is the pool's design, is that part of what this consultant report is
absolutely
also going to address?
Absolutely.
And what kind of marching orders did you give them? What you just told us?
Exactly. That's what we're looking for. Our mission is to teach every child how to swim, and the only way you can do that is to have facilities available.
So I'm trying to process what you just told me, the options that I saw a year ago when we talked. There was an indoor outdoor balance model that was being looked at, of having a balance of indoor and outdoor pools. There was a plan called neighborhood distribution to sort of have pools in lots of neighborhoods, and an integrated schools/ Baltimore Recreation Parks aquatics model. And what you just said doesn't give me a clue about which of those would describe it.
Well, no, because all those things are on the table. And what we're doing is we're looking at everything to look at how we, in fact, can provide the service. You know, what the cost is going to be, how feasible it's going to be, and where these things should be located. So nothing is off the table. The idea of having Green Play in is to assist us in making these decisions. When you have someone who's independent, they're not nearly as emotional about things, and so you can get to things more objectively.
Let's talk about audits. I read in Baltimore Brew that your department had not been audited for decades before the city audit that was released 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. What did you learn from that audit?
For me, it's important to understand the process and whether you're doing things right or wrong. And when an audit says that you're not doing something right, then it gives us an opportunity to go back and say, well, how should we do these things so that we can do them right? Because if you haven't done an audit on a regular basis, then bad habits begin to creep in. So for me, it's an educational model, and it's something that we should be looking to do every other year.
How have financial controls there changed since the audit came out? Because there was a picture of a fair amount of confusion.
And that's correct. And our physical chief has to work with the finance department on a closer basis. We've identified a couple of things that we need to work on to communicate more and those kind of things. And we're going to get to it.
When you and I talked a year ago, you told us that you thought more training for your workers might be more important than a bigger budget in improving the experience that Baltimore citizens have of recreation and parks. What kind of training have you done?
Well, we've been trying to do what you call in-house training, primarily focusing on customer service. I don't think that we do a really good job customer service. I think that we should be a model for customer service. And so we've been focusing on customer service. And you recognize that when you bring people into the workplace, if they haven't worked any place or if they haven't had training in many years, they develop a number of bad habits. And so that's what we've focused on this year is customer service.
And so how are things different than when you came a year and a half ago?
Well, I can say that, as I said to you last year, we opened the pools Memorial Day weekend. We closed Labor Day, and we service so many more individuals. Now, the more individuals you service, the more issues you encounter, and that becomes a training in itself. And so the very fact that we have more people using the facilities has helped us to learn quite a bit about how to go about servicing those people.
You think you're doing a better job now than you think the department's doing a better job now than when you came?
We're doing a better job than when I came, but we have a long ways to go. We're not where we need to be.
And we have less than a minute left. What is the thing that Baltimore citizens should be looking for from your department?
Well, anytime you see something that's wrong, you should not hesitate to give us a call so that we can address those things. I don't mind being criticized about the things that we're not doing. I'd like to know so that we can correct those things.
I appreciate your coming in to talk to us. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Ernest Burkeen, he's director of Baltimore City's Department of Recreation and Parks. We have more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. And a quick correction to something I said on Friday. I confused the last name of one of our guests. It's Maureen Harvey, who walked us through her post-college job search. I'm sorry, Maureen. My last name is Cast. Just ahead, how a horse taught a Baltimore girl about love. Stay with us on 88.1.